we lost? Do you know where we are? Those questions can be so irritating, especially when you're confident of your direction. They can be humbling too, especially when you secretly doubt the path you've chosen. Well, our response to these questions is usually to keep on going, even if we don't trust the direction we're going. The theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 34 is trust. Trusting in the direction and the purpose that God has laid out for you. So to begin your meditation, just slip into a time and a place where you can be still and quiet. A place where you can trust in the presence of God. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 119 and respond, Lord God, help me trust in you. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Lord God, help me trust in you. From your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Lord God, help me trust in you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Lord God, help me trust in your purpose for me. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is to bring joy to the very heart of God. So spend a few moments now obediently pursuing God and expressing your joy-filled adoration in silent contemplation. Let the silent contemplation continue as you deliberately focus on breathing the divine breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. Slow, purposeful breaths. And consider the purpose of each breath, how you trust there will be a next breath. You trust there will be a next beat of your heart. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, help me trust in you. With each deep belly breath you take, be mindful of your breathing, each breath and beat of your heart, reminding you of your life full of divine purpose. Rest here breathing peacefully. Lord God, help me trust in you. Continue in still silence as you become more aware of the Holy Spirit revealing the purpose of each breath and each beat of your heart. Just pause here and remember who you are. You are a child of the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe. And His purpose for you is to pursue and enjoy Him. Just rest here and live that truth. Trust that truth. Your mind may wander as you consider it, and I give you that permission. But then return to your breathing and the beating of your heart, trusting in God's purpose for you to pursue and enjoy Him. Now in continued silent contemplation, listen carefully for the first of three readings, each reading expanding from the seed of the first. Listen for how these eternal words fill you. Words from Psalm chapter 34, verse 8, in the New Living Translation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. What did you hear? How did it bring you nearer to God? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. So rest there longer in divine contemplation as you trust in His refuge and His care. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the person who takes refuge in Him. You are His holy ones. Fear the Lord. For those who fear Him lack nothing. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Just let your mind drift through the imagery of being His holy one. His chosen one, you, chosen for a purpose to pursue Him. Take a moment to contemplate that. Just trust in your purpose to pursue and enjoy the King. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context, from the contemporary English version. If you honor the Lord, His angel will protect you. Discover for yourself that the Lord is kind. Come to Him for protection, and you will be glad. Honor the Lord. You are His special people. No one who honors the Lord will ever be in need. Young lions may go hungry or even starve, but if you trust the Lord, you will never miss out on anything good. I love the word discover in this passage. Discover for yourself that the Lord is kind. So now resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to consider the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. In your imagination, I want you to watch them embrace, this father and son. Feel the trust there. Feel the care. The grace offered. How do you think the son felt hearing his father whisper to him, "No expectations, my son. I'm just glad you came home." So rest here in contemplation as you trust God to welcome you, as you trust God to let you come home and enjoy his presence. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. Your purpose is to pursue and enjoy the Lord. So what are you doing to pursue Him? What are you doing today to express your love and enjoyment of Him? I want you to rest here as you contemplate your answer, for such is your divine purpose. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered eternal and purpose-filled breaths from a trusting heart, one that pursues and enjoys God. Let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, help me trust in you. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Trust. And let me pray now that you remember to taste and see that the Lord is good today. And for you to remember how happy you are when you trust and take refuge in Him. Remember, you are His Holy One. So trust that you will lack nothing as you strive to pursue and enjoy God. For He will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in the days or even moments ahead, you will likely feel some doubt or uncertainty as to your purpose. But be mindful in that moment and let it remind you to trust in your divine purpose, the purpose to know, enjoy, and pursue God. Also, resolve to consider how God might use you to help bring some focus and purpose to a friend or stranger, to help someone trust in their own purpose. So when you're ready, whether at day spring or nightfall, expect to feel some doubt or uncertainty over your purpose. Remember, there is no one who is insignificant in the purpose of God. So when you doubt, let your mind drift back to welcoming, loving, trusting arms. For it is there you will trust in your divine purpose, and there too encounter God.